John Tallman is a bit superstitious.
It's been tough because from the beginning I didn't want to admit that it was possible that they could finish first. I didn't want to jinx it. And, you know, until I see them, they're not here yet.
Tallman and I are standing on the docks in Ketchikan. His daughter's team, Sail Like a Girl, is minutes from reaching these docks and claiming first prize in the race to Alaska. That includes the prize of $10,000. And these docks are familiar to Tallman.
And it's fun, too, because I lived here in Ketchikan as a kid. So and I haven't been here 60 years.
Finally, the Race to Alaska race organizer Daniel Evans sees something.
It's about halfway between the two lights right now.
Are you seeing it, Dan?
I'm seeing it, yeah. They're like 30 seconds out. Oh, there it is. You see the sail? There's the sail. All right, let's see. We're going to have to time this. Yeah! Yeah!
Days, 13 hours, 17 minutes.
That's how long it took this group of women to finish the 750-mile journey from Port Townsend, Washington, to Ketchikan. It's the first time a team of all women has won the race. For Team Sail Like a Girl, the journey was memorable and challenging. A pod of orcas swam underneath their skiff near Bella Bella, British Columbia. They also had a 20-foot log hit the boat, almost putting their team out of the race. Skipper Jean Gusev says she hopes their victory inspires other women to take up sailing.
We were competitive, and we were really proud that we could be competitive mm-hmm. in this way and really, you know, prove that women can really be successful in this sport, and hope that we can inspire others to just take a step forward and get a little bit out of their comfort zone, try something that they wouldn't normally do and have the courage to do that.
Amidst the celebration, Tallman and his daughter, Amy Fullman, finally got to share an embrace. For these women, it took months of preparation and support from family, friends, and strangers to even qualify for the race. Like others on the team, Fullman says she could not have done it without that support, before and after.
You know, having my dad here at the finish line is so awesome. It's nice to have someone to get off the dock and give that big hug to see that they care that much, you know.
And Tallman is now convinced.
Okay, can I ask a question?
I believe it now. I got to hug her.
The woman planned to donate the $10,000 first place prize to the Pink Boat Regatta, a group dedicated to breast cancer research. In Ketchikan, I'm Liam Niemeyer.